Buckler bowed gallantly.
Thank ye for caring for the wounded, ma'am. There won't be time to sit about supping soup, though. We've got serious business to attend to, and swiftly.
Axtell pulled himself upright, thrusting the warhammer into his belt.
Oi, you're right, sir. Let us be going.
Logalog Django saluted the Watervole.
We'll drop by to see you here when this is over, darling.
Mumsy wiped her paws on her apron. She stroked Flib's cheek fondly.
You take good care of this young'un. I would if I'd a daughter like her.
Django smiled.
I'll do that, ma'am. Right, Gowsham, move out quick and quiet now.
Flib brought up the rear with Sniffy and Diggs. Axtell stumped along in front with Django and Buckler. The young hare questioned him as they went stealthily through the silent, sunlit woodlands.
You've been inside Althea, so you know what it's like, Axtell. What do you think would be the best way for us to attack the place?
The warrior mole had been thinking of a strategy whilst he was laid up in Mumsy's home.
If we knew splitting your army in two halves, it would be best plan, sir. Or you'll take one lot with me down the tunnel where I come out of. You and Django take the others in by the front door. Twill ambush on vermins from both sides.
Buckler nodded.
Sounds like a good plan to me. What do you say, Logalog?
Django was in agreement with one condition.
Aye, I'll go along with it, providing Dad Axtell takes that nuisance Diggs with his lot.
At the rear of the column, Diggs was having his usual fit of chunnering.
The least we could have done back there was to stop for lunch, what? Rank bad form to just go charging off like that on a blooming empty stomach to boot. That flaming logger, what's his name? No manners at all, you know.
Flib nudged him sharply in the ribs.
Watch your mouth, flop ears. That's my dad you're talking about. He's a chieftain, a logalog of Gowsham, and don't you forget it, see?
Diggs grinned mischievously.
Oh, is he indeed? Well, hoity-toity, ma'am, and pardon me to blue blazes. Is that why you jolly well ran away from home? Because he was such a capital chap? What?
Flib countered.
Well, it wasn't him who refused to stop and eat. It was your pal, Buck, so what do you say to that?
The tubby hare answered blithely.
Oh, that's just Buck. He's always doing things like that. A stout friend and true. But he hasn't got a grain of sense when it comes to victualling. Needs me to keep him on a steady course, if you know what I mean. By the way, did you happen to smell that soup? Mmm, leek and celery with just a smidgen of mint and wild ramsons. Jolly good cook, that mumsy lady.
Flib admitted ruefully.
Aye, I could have scoffed a bowl or two of that. Nothing like a drop of good homemade soup. Maybe she'll have the cauldron on when we go there again, eh, Diggs?
The tubby hare cheered up.
There's a thought to keep a chap going through the dark task ahead, eh? What?